Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, this is Kip Winger, and you're listening to Talking Metal.
Mark Striegel, John Astronomy, the Talking Metal Podcast, coming to you from the Silver Spacecraft. I'm Bud Friendly, and now your hosts, Mark and John.
Hey, it's John Astronomy, coming to you with Mark Striegel from the Gibson Guitar Showroom in New York City, Studio 5.
Hey guys, how are you? Yeah, we are here at Gibson, and we have a very special guest on the show. His name is Kip Winger. John, you interviewed Kip back on episode 20. Here we are on like 469, I believe, with Kip again. It was 9 years ago, by the way. Any memories?
Yeah, I actually do remember that. It was on a tour bus, and it was a VH1 acoustic metal tour. And I can't remember the name of the actual tour, but it was at the Starland Ballroom down in New Jersey.
Metal stripped or something?
Yeah, you're right, stripped. It was a VH1 stripped tour, and basically what they meant by stripped was stripping away the electric instruments and adding acoustic stuff. And it was really cool. I interviewed Kip Winger. I interviewed the guys from Firehouse. I interviewed Janie Lane. I interviewed Stephen Piercy, Reb Beach. Yeah, it was a really, really cool event. And I had a fun time hanging out with my friend Mark Weiss, the great photographer. And it was really cool to interview Kip. Now, I had been a fan of Kip's for a very long time. I believe that he was playing bass with Alice Cooper when I saw Vinnie Vincent open for Alice Cooper, but I'm not 100% sure on that. Would have to look that up. And then I went on to work with Kip at a bunch of different rock and roll fantasy camp experiences. And then most recently I saw Kip when I was at fantasy camp in Vegas with Ace.
Cool. And do you remember when we were both living in Boston, I went to a show, I don't even know who I went with, Alice Cooper at the Boston Gardens, and it was Faster Pussycat, Ace, and Alice Cooper. And then when I went to the show, I think maybe I even ran into you in the hall, and you had some inside scoop, and you were like, "I don't think Ace is playing tonight." It may have been you. Somebody told me that. And then I got to the show, and sure enough, Ace did not play that night. It was just Faster Pussycat followed by Alice Cooper, and Kip was playing with Alice Cooper at that time.
Right. I remember that, and I didn't actually go to the concert since Ace wasn't playing, and I had found out early in the day that Ace had decided to, basically the end result was he didn't tour with Alice anymore for that. I'm not sure what happened, but at the time, he was, I think the label told me that he was preparing to put out a live EP, which became Live Plus One. Not to be confused with Live Plus 4, the video that came out, which was like a VHS video. And at that time, I had known Ace, but I wasn't, of course, as close to him as I was now. So I didn't find out that he wasn't playing that show until the day of.
By the way, we do a podcast here on Talking Metal Digital. That's our podcasting network with Mitch LaFon. And he recently interviewed John Regan. And in the interview, they start talking about you. It's pretty funny. So, he calls you a real mover and shaker or something like that.
Now, you know, a friend of mine had sent me a note mentioning that, and I listened to it, and I thought that was pretty funny. Yeah, I've always liked John Regan. He's loved him. He's been a great guy. He knows my parents. He always makes it a point to ask how they're doing, and it's really nice. And John and I worked actually together on a recording project on the Return of the Comet Ace tribute, and we were both in the mastering studio at the same time, and he really helped out the Remember Me track by being there during the mastering session. And I remember, you know, we hung out, we went out to eat, we did a few things. But yeah, John's been a great guy. Most recently ran into him at Chiller, and they talk about that in Mitch's interview. I like that, LaFon. Like, I always, he always goes, LaFon. Anyway, I'm just saying I admire the pronunciation on that, Mitch. So just saying hello. But yeah, John is great. And yeah, back to Kip Winger, though. Yeah, Kip is really cool. He's a musical director of the Fantasy Camp stuff now as well. And I'm not sure how having the new record out and everything is going to affect that. But he plays a big role in making sure that these Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp experiences go well. And he's just an all-around great musician. And you know what? In fact, Kane Roberts, who also played with Alice, was at the last Fantasy Camp that I was at.
In the interview, Kip mentions Kane, and I do know they are both still friends, or at least they talk frequently still. I think that he actually revealed that in Mitch's interview that Mitch did with Kip Winger. But this is a great little interview. We talk mostly about the new record. We talk a little bit about Alice Cooper, and we are going to check that out in just a bit. But right now, let's get into some music. This is a band called King, and the song is Electric Halo.
Clean, already believe.
That was a little King with Electric Halo. Right now, we're going to get right into some classic Winger. This is Down Incognito off of Pool. It's from 1993, and that's going to lead right into Mark's interview with Kip.
Hey, this is Mark Striegel, and on the line we have the one and only Kip Winger. Kip, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you, man?
I'm great. Thanks for calling in. I heard the new record, and it is great. It's called Better Days Coming. I sincerely like it. I really mean that. And I wanted to talk to you about the record. It's been 5 years since your last album. What made 2014 the time for new Winger material?
Oh, I mean, it's really dependent on the schedule of the band, honestly, because everybody's so busy. Reb's in Whitesnake, and Rod teaches at Berkeley, and John's in Starship, and I'm doing several other things. So usually, basically, if Reb gets a break and then I have a break at the same time, then we jump in. And honestly, I had no idea so much time had gone by. So we just thought, let's go in the studio. And then some people, actually on some of these interviews, they've been like, so it's been 5 years since the last record. I'm like, what?
Wow.
I mean, I totally don't get it. But so really, I mean, it really is just a, you know, a timing point of view from who's busy, you know.
Right on, right on. I wanted to talk to you about some of the songs on the record, but specifically the way the record starts off. Is that a nod to Kiss Destroyer, Detroit Rock City, the way we hear the car starting up, and a song from your older record? I believe that's Deal with the Devil that's playing
deal with
Karma.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Totally. A friend of mine in Turkey who was on Winger 4, a guy named Cankaroglu, did that. And it's a complete nod to Bob Ezrin and Kiss. There's just no two ways to look at that.
Right.
You know, we were like, all right, and it's kind of like our, you know, Judas Priest tune, you know, like in terms of just the song itself. But yeah, totally, we're just honoring our brothers before us.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned Judas Priest as the style of that song. I mean, and there is a lot of heaviness on this record, like Rat Race is a heavy song, but then you have more a ballad like Ever Wonder, a rainbow-esque sound with the Queen Babylon. Is the band more diverse than they were, say, back in the late 1980s when you guys put out the first record?
I don't think so, man. I don't hear it like that. The music is not any more diverse. Maybe the mixing is a little bit more diverse because, you know, when you have a song like Rainbow and the Rose on the second album and you also have Can't Get Enough, I mean, that's a really wide range on the second album. And on the first album, you know, you got Madeline and then you got Headed for Heartbreak. And in the mix, they kind of sound similar. But, I mean, musically, they're worlds apart, and we've always kind of done that. The one record where we didn't really do too much variety was on Pull.
Right.
And then Winger 4 was almost a prog album, and then Karma was back to the heavy thing. So this album actually encapsulates all the ingredients of what we do in one album. So, and it's funny because it came out yesterday, and we've had reviews. You know, there's been a lot of reviews, and I'm reading the reviews, and it's very interesting to me because some people will be like, the first three songs are amazing, and the rest of it just didn't do it for me. And then the other guy says, the second half of the album is way stronger than the first. I totally don't understand their sequencing. And then another guy goes, oh, Soul on China is the best song on the album. And then another guy goes, oh, Midnight Driver, that's it. You know, it's like, so I look at that as a plus. You know, we're reaching a lot of people on a lot of different levels. So basically, you can chalk it up to me enjoying working with the band. We're all good friends, and at this point in our careers, we're like, well, let's try that. That's something different, you know. But we never really go outside of the ingredients that we've put together, you know, in the last 20 years or whatever.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned how you're good friends. I think maybe plays into my next question. It's like with you and Reb and Rod, I mean, you guys have been doing this for so long, and nowadays we have so many bands out there where you have one original member. I mean, there's even a few, not to mention any names, where there's no original members. It's interesting that you guys are still able to go out there and do it together, the same three guys that have been doing it since 1988.
Well, you know, honestly speaking, Rod, Rev, and I were the ones that made the first album. Paul was still in Alice Cooper at that time, so it's always been a nucleus of three guys. And I won't do Winger without those three guys. Even though it's my name, it's really the name was last minute resort because the name we're going to be got thwarted at the last minute. So. You know, I won't do the band without those guys. If I did do something else, I'd just do something else, you know.
Right on.
Because, I never dig it when I see bands. I mean, Foreigner is a cover band now of guys that weren't even in the band. I love them, and I love Jeff Pilson's a friend, and they sound amazing, but, I mean, there's no original members anymore, man.
Yeah. They do sound amazing. When I actually saw them.
Yeah, they're absolutely off the hook amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, but for me, I'm a product of the 70s. There's a real band element to what we do, and I'm very loyal to that. So that's where I'm coming from with this.
Cool. Now, one of your first high-profile gigs before Winger the band was working with Alice Cooper. How did you first meet and come in contact with Alice?
Bo Hill was producing his album, and Bo had been a longtime friend of mine, and I'd worked with him since I was about 16, and he called me up and said, hey, man, we need bass on four tunes on this album, so get up here. You know, he'd always cut me a break on some stuff he was working on, and, honestly, I wouldn't be here today without his help, so he introduced me to Alice. I knew a lot about Alice, and I was really a fan, and Kane Roberts actually suggested that I mentioned to Alice that I go if I want to go on tour.
Uh-huh.
And so I did, and they hired me. It was right place at the right time. So I went out with them, and Alice is a very generous guy, extremely talented, amazing, everything. And I couldn't say a bad thing about him, not because I worked with him. The guy's just amazing. So, that's how that all panned out. And I met Paul Taylor, and we started talking about doing a band, and, you know, I said, well, God, I know this great guitar player back in New York, Reb Beach, you know. So that's kind of how that all came together.
Bo Hill, I assume he's the one who got you involved in the Bob Dylan recording session back in the 1980s?
Bo was producing a movie that Fiona and Bob Dylan were in called Hearts of Fire, and he was producing the soundtrack. So I helped him all out some. You know, he produced the music, and Bob had one song on there that I cut bass on. I was never in the room with Bob. I've never met him. I'm of course he's Bob Dylan, so it's a great honor to be on his album. And
So that was just kind of the right place at the right time.
Right.
You know?
Okay, gotcha. And what about the Kix Midnight Dynamite record? What was your involvement in that?
I wrote the song Bang Bang Balls of Fire. That was my first cut on an album. And it's interesting because the guy that wrote the words for that, Donnie Purnell and Bob Halligan, and, you know, as time goes on, I get a little bit dry on some rock tunes. Actually, when we did Pull, I completely had writer's block on the lyrics. And so there's a whole sequence of events that broke me out of that. But, you know, from time to time, I'll listen to a song. And when you've written the music as well, it's much easier to write the lyrics to a song that you didn't write the music to. So Rev and I write a lot of songs and several songs. Well, there was a song on Carmen, Deal with the Devil. You mentioned it earlier. And I was dry, so I was like, gosh, called Bob Halligan. Like, Bob was like, you know, Donnie's really the guy for this. So I had Donnie Purnell, the guy who was in Kix and did that tune, wrote the words on Deal with the Devil.
Oh, cool.
And he wrote three lyrics on his new album.
Oh, excellent.
Midnight Driver, Queen Babylon, and Tin Soldier. Oh, and Rat Race, so he's got four tracks on there.
Right on. Cool. So you it sounds like, you know, when you were starting out, you did quite a bit of session work. Do you still do session work as a musician?
Yes, I do. But it's very rare. I mean, I got a call from Bob Ezrin to do some stuff on Alice Cooper. I sang some background vocals on his last album, and I play bass. I'm doing bass on it. I did a bass on a couple songs of this new project that he's doing. It's kind of a secretive project, and then. But I don't really like, I'm not like the session guy. But I mean, you know, I can throw down if somebody needs it, man. You know, I like to pick and choose. But
right.
Yeah, I do it.
Gotcha. So the secret project, that's with Ezrin?
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll find out probably in about 6 months or a year. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Cool. Now, touring plans. Are you guys out on tour right now?
We're out, you know, till the end of the year we're booked. I mean, it's not like having a tour and just see you later. It's a lot of fly dates.
Right.
It's just kind of like the modern way now, you know. But, yeah, so we're playing a lot. We're playing a lot. We're back and forth to Europe three times and doing Download Festival and a lot of festivals in the U.S. And we've just got back from Japan, and we'll probably go back in November. So we're around, you know, we're doing our thing.
Excellent. One last question before I let you go. I'm a big fan of a Kiss cover that you did a number of years ago, I Want You, with Paul Gilbert and Greg Bizenet.
I want you! That was a great tune, man.
That's great. Did you get together with those musicians to record that, or was it kind of each guy?
No. That was all fly your parts in by email. But, I mean, I take great care when I do a vocal on stuff like that, especially Paul Stanley stuff, because he was a big influence. And it's interesting with Kiss because, you know, they're a very underrated songwriters, man. Some of that stuff was so cool.
I agree.
And you know, it's always, and like I say, it's a great honor for me to be able to say that I know those guys personally. I toured with them for 6 months, and I just did a benefit with them about 3 months ago. And so, you know, I'm lucky. I'm a, you know, just kind of a dude from Colorado that, you know, just tried to catch a break. And so I, you know, happen to be in the right place at the right time a few times, and it's been nice.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for joining us on Talking Metal.
I appreciate you having me, man. Thank you very much.
Lost in the tunnel of time.
Hey, that was my interview with Kip Winger, and what you just heard in full was the song Rat Race off the brand new Winger record, which is called Better Days Coming. Go support Kip. Go support Winger. Buy it on iTunes or go buy the CD. You know, show your support for this great band, Winger. And just a reminder, you are listening to Talking Metal. We are one of four podcasts on the Talking Metal Digital Network. Check us out at talkingmetaldigital.com. Check out some of our other podcasts, One-on-One, Mars Attacks, Talking Rock. Did you see Nick Cage induct Axl into the whatever it is, Golden Gods Award show?
You know what? I actually saw some photographs of Nick Cage speaking at the podium, and I was actually supposed to go out to the show, but this is like the first Ace event that I didn't accompany him to. But things have just been nuts, and I got stuck here on the East Coast. As you guys know, Mark and I, you know, between the two of us are working like a million gigs. Mark does editing and producing and writing for a bunch of great TV companies. And I, of course, work in the TV industry as well, in addition to consulting with Gibson. And things have just been a little nutty. So Ace told me that it was okay that I didn't fly cross country for this one. And we had the people from the great record label E1 Records taking care of him. And it was all good. It was all good.
Excellent. Cool. We will talk more about Golden Gods at some point. But right now we're going to wrap things up. We just got an email in the other day complaining that we don't go out and drink beer and do podcasts at bars like we used to, and that he really misses the free spirit and free form of those episodes and thinks that the recent batch of episodes are rather stiff when we're not drinking. And I guess we haven't really announced that we're not drinking, but I guess maybe for the last, you know, dozen episodes, there's been no alcohol involved.
Well, you know what? That's an easy fix. So, I was walking yesterday. I was like crazy. I was on a bunch of phone calls yesterday, and I walked all the way from 44th Street down to the World Trade Center, with the exception of about 10 blocks from about 24th or maybe like 23rd to 14th or something. But, I mean, that is insane. But during this crazed walk that, I don't know, a couple of miles – I walked by Billy Mark's bar, which is a location that we've done a bunch of Talking Metal podcasts. So maybe we will need to return to Billy Mark's to do a podcast, and we'll throw into some of that old style Talking Metal. You know what I wish still existed? Circus.
Yeah, that was a great bar. We did a lot of great episodes at Circus Bar back in the day. Yeah, Billy Marks sounds perfect. A drink sounds perfect. We'll definitely hook that up in the near future. This is a song that Kip and I were talking about. It's Kip doing I Want You, the Kiss classic with Paul Gilbert on guitar. Let's check it out now on Talking Metal. Thanks for your support, guys. Go leave a PayPal donation. Use those Amazon links to open your Amazon and make your purchases. You know the drill. Anyways, this is Winger, Kip Winger, not the band Winger, with I Want You off the Spin the Bottle tribute record. Yes, tribute record.
In the morning I raise my head, and I'm thinking a day's gone by, and the thing I want out of life is I want you.
I want you.
I want you. Get away. You can lie in the night, but you know you're gonna pay. Never loved, never thought you could treat you right, girl, you know I.
is my head, and I'm thinking of days gone by, and the thing I want out of life is...
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.